Yud-Tes Adoration, Sunday the 28th of February, Rabbi Avram Baruch Blau, Machatzis HaShekel.
So the ones that learned the Fiyomi, today's daf we see that the Sunday and the Monday and the Tuesday belongs to the Shabbos. As the Gemara has Gittin and also the Gemara and Pesachim, the Chukum Vav, the Gemara says that Tzavdole found until Tuesday. And not only because yesterday was Shabbos, Pashas Kisisa, it's also because as we find next Shabbos and Mat Hashem, Pashas Shkolim. What are we going to read about Pashas Shkolim? We're going to read about Kisisa, about the Machzah Shekel. So I'd like to speak about the Machzah Shekel. And basically, I would love to focus about the Shekel. And what is the Shekel? How much is it to give a Machzah Shekel? How much it weighs? So I got over here from Harav Michael Friedman, real Shekel, from the times of the rebellion against the Roman. There was three rebellions, as we know, they call it Mered HaGadol, a big rebellion. The Mered HaTfutzois, that's the Aspera rebellion. And there was then Mered Bar Kokhba, what we are more familiar with. And the Mered, the biggest Mered, that's the from about 66, the year 66, till about 73. And the main first five years of the rebellion, they came and they minted coins. And that was part of the rebellion because only the emperor, whoever belonged to the Roman emperor could come in with his own coins. And they wanted to come and show, go on. And that's why first of all, they did a shekel. Why they done the shekel? Because to give Machzah Shekel, they didn't want to bring the Beis HaMikdash a coin that's minted on it, a face of a Goyish king. So first of all, they came, they done the Machzah Shekel. We're going to get it, Emel Hashem. But first, let's get into the inyanim of Machzah Shekel a little bit, as we find in our in Pashas Shkolim.
The weight or the value?
So the basically is how much is the value according to the weight. Shekel is Miloshim Mishkol, a weight. We're going to come to it. What is exactly the shekel? Okay, I would like to start with the Pashas Shavua. Pashas Kisisa, we find you give Machzah Shekel. So this Machzah Shekel is why we give today Machzah Shekel. Probably, no. It says, Velo yeh negev bifkoi doiso. So why do we give the Machzah Shekel? Because they shouldn't come and they shouldn't die. What's the reason that a person, if you come and you count Machzah Shekel, they will die? You have to understand. But first, we see a machloikis in the Rishonim, if it's leshor or ledoyos. This tzivri, this commandment, what we find over here, Machatzis HaShekel, what we find in Pashat Kisisa, it's a machloikis in the Rishonim. The Ramban says, it's ledoyrois. Rashi, we understand, it's ledoyrois. The Ibn Ezra brings, b'shem the Rasag, b'shem of Sadi Goin, Hagoin, but the Ibn Ezra, when he brings Hagoin, we understand it's of Sadi Goin, he says it's only Leshor. What the chapter is Leshor ledoyrois? The chapter is Leshor ledoyrois, if when you come to count Klal Yisrael, you count them with a machatzis HaShekel, or you could count them directly. So, if we look in Tanakh, how many times they counted Klal Yisrael? I came to about 12. Maybe people over here know a little bit better than me. I'm sure you can find more. Well, let's start. The first time what we find they counting in Tanakh is Pashas Kisisa. The first year they go out to Mitzrayim. And then after the, according to Rashi, it's in after Yom HaKippurim. The first year they go out to Mitzrayim, after Yom HaKippurim, they come and they count them. Why are they counting them? Rashi says, Moshe Lamar Dov Adoyme to Otsoin, cattle. Well, they had over there a plan, and now the owner of the person comes, and he says to the shepherd, he tells the shepherd, please count how many was left, how many sheep were left, how many cows were left. The same thing, Klal Yisrael are very important, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why after the Mageifa, he comes and he's asking Moshe Rabbeinu to come and to count Klal Yisrael. That's the first time what we see. The second time what we see that we count, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells, or we count, we find the Chumash HaPkudim. That's in the Aleph Iyo, the second year of going out to Mitzrayim. That's about a half a year later. Half a year later, and Rashi already asked in our parasha, how could it be a half a year later and the same amount of people? 603,550 men. How could it be? So Rashi already answers the steretz, as we saw in Parashas Shavua. The next time we see, and also in Sefer HaPkudim, in Parashas Bamidbo, we find over there, a bit later, that means in the middle of the 40 years, and after Baal Peor, after the story of Baal Peor, it was again a Magefa, and after the Magefa again, they count, Klal Yisrael is counted. Then, we find the next time when they count Klal Yisrael is in Shoiftim. In Shoiftim, at the end of Shoiftim, there's the story of Pilegesh Begiva. Pilegesh was a terrible story with Bnei Binyamin, about Pilegesh, when they came with together the owner, and whatever happened, and over there it goes out, it was over there a battle between the Ish Yisrael, we call them Ish Yisrael, the whole Klal Yisrael, against Shevet Binyamin. And over there we find that Sai Shevet Binyamin and Sai Klal Yisrael, they're counting themselves. So we find over there, they're counting themselves. The next time we find Shaul HaMelech. The first time Shaul HaMelech basically we find three times he counted Klal Yisrael. The first time we find is Bebezek. What's Bezek? The first Milchome before Shaul HaMelech even becomes king. The people of Anshe Yevesh Gilod come to him. Now, there was a person who was called Nochosha Amoini. Amoin? Amoin is in the east bank of the Yarden, of the river Yarden. And in the east of the Yarden, there's a place Amoin. That's, if we to face the map in our head, is about the north of Nachal Yabok. North of Nachal Yabok, on the east side of the Yarden, over there's Amoin. And Amoin had a terrible king named Nochosh. Nochosha Amoini. And Nochosh HaMoini, as we find them in the Sefer Shoftim, they came and they panicked, they came and they ruled over the people in Gilod. Gilod is also in that place. And what they done then? Then they called Iftoch HaGilodi, from Gilod, and Iftoch HaGilodi sorts it out. But now again, Anshe HaMoini came and they come and they rule over the Anshe Yevesh Gilod. So Anshe Yevesh Gilod go down to Givo. Go down to Givo, or Geva Binyamin, or Givo. And over there they tell the people, come and help us. No one paid attention. Shaul HaMelech comes back from the work after a whole day and he says, okay, let's go and fight for them. Now, it doesn't say this in the Midrashim, but it's brought down in Kadmoniut HaYehudim of Josephus, Yosef of Matisyo, that what Nochosh HaMoini done for these people in Anshe Yevesh Gilod, a terrible thing, he came and he poked the right eye. Why? To weaken them. And he gave them a choice. Whoever comes, could come and I'm going to blind them in one eye, or if you want, you could get killed. That was a choice. So basically they were in a very bad situation. They go down to Giva, and over there Shaul HaMelech comes to help them. Shaul HaMelech, what he does, he takes over there two bulls, two oxen, and he slices them up to pieces and he sends them all around Klal Yisrael and he says, whoever will come to fight, say whoever won't come to fight, we're going to take his cattle, and this is what we're going to do to his cattle. We're going to come and slice up his cattle. So people come, and they come to fight, and they win against Nochosh HaMoini. Once they win to Nochosh HaMoini, then they come and say, hey, you see, me, and that's what Shaul says, me and Shmuel together we won. Why being Shmuel? Shmuel was not involved. So the Radak says, because people didn't know about Shaul yet. They knew about Shmuel, and that's why he says, me and Shmuel, we came and we won, and he becomes king. Then Shaul becomes king. That's the milchama, what we call the va'ifkedei bevezek. And the Gemara says a new medavchav base. The Gemara says, what's bevezek? Two different explanations. Bevezek could mean in the place what's called bezek. The place was called bezek in the beginning of Shoiftim. Right? Adoni bezek. Then they came and they chopped off his fingers and his toes and his fingers. Mido keneged mido, as we spoke about. And that's Adoni Bezek, a place that's called Bezek. A place that's called Bezek. Or, the Gemara says it's called, Bezek is called broken vessels from earthenware. That means pieces of earthenware. The Gemara proves from this that when a person becomes a king, he also becomes wealthy. You see, Shaul in the beginning, he gave them earthenware to count each and one of the people. And then he counts them in the Milchemes Amolek, he counts them Va'ifked in Batloim. Each one he gives a sheep. So you see, once he becomes a king, he becomes wealthy. That's the first Milchome of Shaul, and that's the first time he comes and he counts them in Bezek. The second time what we find the Shaul HaMelech counts Klal Yisrael is in Milchemes Plishtim. You know, you're innocent, the son of David, your son of Shaul, he kills the Netziv of the Plishtim, and then they come out of battle, Klal Yisrael won a ray, and your innocent himself, he goes and he fights with the Plishtim, and he wins, and then he didn't hear the Shvur, what his father said about the Yahu Yisdvash of not eating anything, and he comes to the Yahu Yisdvash and eats. Famous story. That's the second time what we find that Shaul HaMelech comes and counts Klal Yisrael. Third time what we find is Vayivked Batloim, and this is Milchemes Agog. Not the Farpurim, this is Milchemes Agog, what he had to come and kill Agog Melech HaMolek. And this is the third time what we find. Milchemes Agog is the third time, and that's Vayivked Batloim. He counts them with the sheep, each one of them. We find that's the three times of... Then we find David HaMelech counts Klal Yisrael twice. Once when they go out to Milchama against the son of Shalom, and the second time he counts his time for no reason, and that's why he got punished. It was, he didn't get punished, but it was a Magev attack. Why? Because he tells Zeryov to come and to count, and he got punished. And this is what the Gemara says in Daf in Brochas and Daf Samach Beis. The Gemara says that it was a thing that David HaMelech had a mistake. Afilu Dovol Shetinoikis Beizrav on Yoidim. Even every child knows the deen, and David HaMelech had a mistake. What was the mistake? Two different mistakes. One of the mistakes was that he didn't know what Uzzah, he didn't know that he shouldn't put it on Agola, that means the Avoyin Bis Hashem, when he comes and he takes it from the house of Avinodov, he comes and he puts it on a Hagolo Chadosha, on a chariot. Why are you putting it on the wagon? Or when Loise is Loise, you should come back if he's so, you have to come to carry it. He got punished and Uzzah died, and second time is what we find over here, Vayifkedem, that he came and he counted them, and that's why they got punished, it was over there, pledge was over there, Magefa. That's twice what David HaMelech. Then we find, in the times of Achot, he goes out to battle against Ben-Hadad, right? Ben-Hadad was the king of Aram, and we find over there also, he counts and he counts them. We find again, in Milchemes Yehoiram, the son of Achot, joins together with Yehoshaphat, to fight against Mesha Melech Moav, the beginning of Melochim Beis. And over there, with the story of the water, where they went out to battle, they didn't have water. And that's the 11th one. And the 12th one, what we find is in Ezra, the times of Ezra, they come back from the exile, they come back from the Goyla, he comes and he counts them again. That's basically the 12 times. All these times, do they count them with Harosim, with Machzah Shekel, with what they count them exactly? Or Legul Goloizam? So the Abba Rabbanel learns it was only Leshor. Machzah Shekel, what we learn over here in Parshas Kisisa, was Leshor. And if it's Leshor, the rest of the time you can count them little Goloisam. When you have a reason to count them. And that's why David HaMelech got punished, because he didn't have a reason to count them. And that's why he got punished. But he says in Parshas Bamidbar, when you count them, it says Legul Goloisam. Legul Goloisam means Legul Goloisam. You count the skulls. It doesn't mean that you count and you count it with Machzah Shekel. Rashi learns it's Ledoirois. The Chiyove, that's why you count them, Be'etzem, the Doyos means, every time when they counted with the... Okay, now, so Be'etzem, that's the Machlokes. What, how is it get to us, the Machzah Shekel, what we count and we have? So this is, if we say the Doyos, so the Doyos means Machzah Shekel, but it had nothing to do with our Machzah Shekel. But if we say Leshor, so why do we give Machzah Shekel? If you give Machzah Shekel, well, you're a Negev if you're counting Klal Yisrael, you shouldn't have a Negev. Why are you going to have a negative? So Rashi says, because Ainore. When you count someone, it can come and be Ainore. Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar says, because when you count someone, you're telling it from Betzim, he says, the whole Teva, everything is a Nes. Just what? You have two types of Nisim. You have a Nes Nisto, hidden Nes, then you have a Nes Golui. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu does a Nes Nisto for each one of us. A Nes Golui, not everyone is Zoyche. This you need to be excusing. So when you come and you turn in counting someone, you're turning now from a Nes Nisto, what he's having, what he's living is a Nes Nisto, you're turning it to a Nes Goli, you're counting him, you're showing him out. That's why it's very dangerous to count and count someone. That's what the Rabbi Mechai says. And that's what he explains, the Gemara of Metzia Dachman Beis, the Gemara says, Eina Rocho Shairo, Elo Medovo Hasomui Minoim. Okay, let's carry on, I'm going to skip a little bit of this. Okay, let's go on. Why we lay over here Parsha Shkolim? So why do we lay Parsha Shkolim? So if it's the reason, as we said, if it's Ledoi Hois, so it's nothing to do with Machzah Shekel. So why we read Parsha Shkolim? raya that we don't with Pasas Kisisa has nothing to do with our Maaseh HaShekel is the biggest raya, I think, the Gemara Megillah. The Gemara Megillah Daf Chof Teis Amud Beis, the Gemara says that Be Rosh Chodesh Ador Shechal B'Shabbetz, you read Pasas Kolim. My Pasas Kolim, Rav Shmuel. Rav says is Tzav, is Bnei Yisrael, is Korboni Lachmili, v'chulei. You read Pasas Tzav. Shmuel says you read Pasas Kisisa. What has to do Pasas Tzav with Shkolim? Elamai, Machzis HaShekel has nothing to do with our parasha. It's something else. Why can we bring it? So we do it because Be'echol, Be'adom, Hashmin al Shkolim. Each one of us want to have a chelik in the Avodas HaKorbonis and Beis HaMikdash. It's Korbonis Tzivul. So you come here, each one gives a Machzis HaShekel. Another shekel, another shekel. Altogether, each one has a chelik in the Avodas HaKorbonis. That's basically why you give Machzis HaShekel. And that's why Be'echol, Be'adom, Hashmin al Shkolim. So we have to understand, if Be'echol Be'adom Machrizin al Ashkolin, so you come and announce, so why do you need also Kriyas HaToyre? Or Kriyas HaToyre to announce. It's the same reason. We say, you doing now, why do you doing now Bak Ashkolin? Because we're announcing Be'echol Be'adom Mashmin al Ashkolin. So probably also Bisman Habayis, they came and they laid the Pas Ashkolin. So why do you need also Pas Ashkolin on Sachrozen? So the Cheshek Shloimon Shkolin, Shloidu in the beginning, he says, it could be, that it's talking about over here, is two different things. The people who come and live in small villages and they don't have someone who, they don't have a minion. They have no minion. If they have no minion, they don't have a Kriyas HaToyre. If they have no Kriyas HaToyre, they're not going to know about it. That's why it was Achrozeh. So why they don't do only Achrozeh? Achrozeh itself is not enough. Because not everyone's going to hear, and that's why you come and you do also a Kriyas HaToyre. Then he says, the second chart, he says, could be because you want to come and to announce is Achrozeh, and then to teach, lelame, to teach them you have a Kriyas HaToyre. That's why you do the Pasha Shkolim. Lemaizah, the Cheshek Toim himself, and Binyan Tzion and Simen Nun Dalet, he brings down that the Matzah Shekel they gave Bezman Abayis, it was only Achrozeh. It was no Kriyas HaToyre. What we come in today, we have a Pasha Shkolim, what we read, it's after the Chulbim. There was a Takone, what they did after the Chulbim. And once it was done, a Takone after the Chulbim, that's why now they came and they done it. Now after the Chulbim, they came and they done it. And what they done now, the takana is, after they done it, the takana, what they done now, was after the Chulbim, and it's Neshamo Poris Hosein. As the Gemara says, in Menachos Daf Kuf Yud, Neshamo Poris Hosein, what means Neshamo Poris Hosein? When you come and you say, Avodas HaKorbonos, Keilu Igravti Chatos, Keilu Igravti Shlomim, Keilu Igravti. So when we come and we lay Parsha Shkolim, it's Keilu Igravti. Once they had Machzis HaShekel Bisman Abayis. So they didn't have the Keilu Ikravdi. They had actually the Shekel. They didn't need anything Keilu. But when we don't have the Bayis, we made it now, we need the Keilu. Better we, not the first one who said it, it's the Binyan Shloimeh. We find the Levush. He says it Lehendi. He says, Mashmin al Ashkolim. And why? Because we have Meshalmim Poris Foseinu al Yedei Dikres HaToyre. And the Mishtabur brings it down and said the Hagdomah Tof Reish Pehei, he brings the small Hagdomah, he says over there, we come and read Pasha Shkolim, Zeicher and Machatzis HaShekel. So it's much more also we do it. The first one brings it is the Meiri. The Meiri and Megill over there, he says that in the Zman Habayis, there was no Kriyas HaToyre. The Kriyas HaToyre is only a Takone later on. What is enough Kemin if we understand it's a Achroze, or if it's a Zeicher and Machatzis HaShekel? So interesting thing brings in the Harri Kodesh and the Agoyes of Yitzchak Frank, it brings over there that the Nafkemini could be if a cotton could come and weed Machzis HaShekel. We know Maftir, a cotton could go up the Maftir. But if it's Parsha Zohar, you can't. What about Shkolim? He could come and weed Parsha Shkolim, the cotton or not. So he says, if it's Achrozeh, why not? To announce, it's an announcement. A cotton could announce, anyone could announce. But if we say it's a Zeichel, a Matzah Shekel, it's a Kapora, what are we doing over here? So it's not going to be good enough for cotton. You need someone who knows what he's doing. Okay. Another Nafkemina could be if, for example, they forgot a lot of Shilas that we see in the Achoinim. It was a small village with a Kama minion, and they forgot it's Pasha Shkolim. Can they come and be Mashlim Pasha Shkolim? They could be Pasha Shkolim a week later. If it's Achrozeh, Be'echot Be'adol Mashmin al Ashkolim, that's it. But if it's Zeichel Matzah Shekel, Matzah Shekel you can give the whole of Adol. So you can come and be Mashli. We can find lots of Nafkeminas in this case. But Lemaizah we find over here, what is the Matzah Shekel? What is exactly the Matzah Shekel? How much do you have to give? So, I'm just going to Bekitzo Nimrods, there's a lot of rice to this, you can learn two different ways. The Master Shekel Shel Torah. Maratz is a Shekel Shel Torah. What do you have to give? If you come and do a Chakira, let's go Chakira. You have to give half a matbeya. You have a coin, a half a coin, that's what you have to give. Maratz is a Shekel. Or you have to give the value of Maratz Shekel. You have to give the Maratz Shekel, it's enough to give a Shoivi of a Maratz Shekel, the value of a Maratz Shekel. You don't have to give actually a Maratz Shekel. That we could learn two different ways. So Rashi understood, Kazeitnu, what's Kazeitnu? Heroloi Matbea Shaleish. Kashbo who came and showed the Major Rabbeinu Matbea Shaleish. Why? You have to give actually exact Machatz Shekel. But from the Ramban, it's Masha Nishtazai. The Ramban comes and brings now Parsha that he came in the Posuk of Nehemiah. It says over there, Shlishi Shekel. He came, what's a Shlishi Shekel? It's not a Chatzi Shekel. Says the Ramban, at that time of Nehemiah, a shlishi, a third of a shekel, was worth exactly as a half a shekel. So you don't need to give a half. It's not the name of a half, a shem chatzi. It's enough to give the value of a half. That's what we see basically in Rashi and Rambam. To be this machloikas is also machloikas the Rambam and Raivet, the way we understand a Mishneh in Shkolim. The Mishneh says they came back from the exile, they came back from the Goylo, and in the beginning they brought over the Darkoinus. Kshe'olu Yisrael min ha-goylo, hoyu shoyklin Darkoinus. They came and they bought Darkoinus. Chozru Lishkoil, after that, they came and they Chozru Lishkoil, Sloim. Chozru Lishkoil, Tvoin. Bikshu Lishkoil, Dinorim ve'lo kiblu mehem. So maybe let's go a little bit into measurements, not too much. What's Darkoinus? So we have to know, first of all, that a shekel, we shouldn't get mixed up between a shekel, what we learn in the Gemara, between a shekel, what we're talking about, a machatzis a shekel. Shekel shel Torah, it's double than a shekel of the Mishnah. Shekel of the Mishnah, I'm sure you're all thinking about now, the Gemara in Shavuos, the Mishnah in Shavuos, Dachnam Gimel, over there we find a shekel is 2 dinarim. 2 dinarim, that's a shekel. A shekel min ha-Torah, what we're talking about is 4 dinarim. What's called in the language of the Gemara, a sela. A sela is 4 dinarim. 4 zuz, as the Gemara says in Bom Metzia, Dafnun Aleph Omad Beis, a zuz, a dinar, is the same thing. So you have 4 zuz, 4 dinarim is exactly a sela. Half of it is a shekel shel Mishneh. We're going to speak about Sloim and Shkolim is the same thing, because we're talking about the shekel min ha-Torah. So shekel min ha-Torah is 4 Sloim. So how much is machatzis a shekel? 2 dinarim. A darkoin is 2 Sloim. That means that's 8 dinarim. So in the beginning, when they came up from Nagoyla, they gave 8 dinarim. And they gave a machatzis from 8 dinarim. Then, Kshe'olu Minagoyla, that's again, let's read the Mishnah. Kshe'olu Yisroel Minagoyla, or Yushoiklin Darkoinus. That means 8 dinarim. Chozul Yishkoi Sloim. What's Sloim? 4 dinarim. And that's what they gave half. And then Chozul Yishkoi Tvoin. Tvoin is what we call a shekel mina Mishnah. That's 2 dinarim. So they wanted to come to being half of it. How much is half of it? 1 dinar. Chachom said no, adkan. That's less than a machatzis shekel. So the Rambam explains this Mishnah, the Pirush HaMishnah is, that this is the, also the Rambam in Shkolim, Perek Aleph, Aloch Evod, explains this Mishnah, but this is talking about half. They came and they gave half of a darkoin, half of a sela, half of a tav'o, and that's what they gave. And they said, no, you can't give less than, actually, machatzis shekel, you can't give a dinar. That's the way the Rambam understands. The Raivid understands different. He says they gave a darkoin in the beginning. Why? Because they needed much more money. How much people came up from the Goyla together with Ezra? 42,360 men. That's it. You didn't have much people. If someone heavy one's going to give a machatzis shekel, you're not going to have enough for the upkeeping of the Beis Hamikdash. You need over there machatzis shekel is tmidim, and then you have the musafim, then you have the lechem aponim, you have the oimel, you have lots of things that we find over there. What they came and done with the machatzis shekel, as you see in the Gemara and Yerushalmi and Shkolim. So it's not going to be enough. That's why they came and they gave in the beginning, they gave much more. They gave a darkoin. And then they became a bit, well, they got a bit more people. They went down to a sela, they went down to a teva, and that's the way. But they didn't allow them to go under a dino. Why? Because you have to give the value of a matzah shekel. But that's exactly the machloikas between the Rambam and the Raya. The Rambam says you have to give always a half. A half. It says you don't have to give a half. You have to give the value of half a shekel from the time of the Torah. So if you have to give, and that's the machloikas could be, the katzel, that's the machloikas between the Ramo, what we find the Ramo in Be'etzim Be'maharil, who brings it in the beginning. So the first one who comes and says, the first Makorot we have for Machzir Shekel is the Masechet Soifrim. And the Masechet Soifrim comes and brings the Gemara and Megillah and Daf Yud Gimel. And the Gemara says over there that why we give Machzir Shekel before Rosh Chodesh Adar? Because Lehagdim Shikleinu Leshiklei Homon. Homon came and said, here's the Shkolim to the Melech, that's why we came and we do it before. So that's the first Makorot we find for Machzir Shekel. But then we have to understand how much we give Machzir Shekel. So the Ma'aril says you come and you give Machzir Shekel, can they get the Machzir Shekel of the Shelatoyre? How much is the Machzir Shekel of Shelatoyre? The Shekel, what we have is 4 dinorim, as we said. You have to give half, 2 dinorim. So we have to find out how much is the dinor. But the Ramah says you give half of Matbeya Hamotsu Bimekoimer. Exactly the half. If it's over here, it's a bit of a problem. If you have time, we can speak about it. But in Israel, it's not a problem. Why? Because you give half a shekel. Over here, if you go to the shop and you give half a pound, no one's going to know what you're talking about. You have 50 cents. It's not. You don't say 50 agorot, you say 50 thing. You have half a dollar, right? But you don't have. Over here, you don't have the matbeah of half. So what do you do over here? We're going to see. But the maise, you give, lefi the Rambam, you give half. So that could be the machloek, is the way we learn over here, the Mishneh, lefi the Rambam, and the Rai. So let's go back to, according to the. Let's say we want to be machmir, the Biur Halacha comes and says over there, if someone has the money and he wants to be machmir, he should give the value of a machzir shekel. So how much is the value of a machzir shekel? So we have a shekel. As we said, is a shekel. This is a real shekel from the times of Chazal. And this shekel, from one side it says over here, you have the makel shel aroin, the shkedim, the almonds, the almond branch. And over there it says around it, Yerushalayim HaGdoisha. Yeah. Oh. And the other side we have over here Tzinsenes Haman or Abecha. And on it it says over here it says Shin Aleph, actually Aleph. What's this? As we said, these coins they minted 5 years out of the first rebellion. The first rebellion was the Mered Hagodol, as we call it, and Yosef Matisyahu and Yosefus. And this was the first Mered, that's the only time when they came there. Also some say from the Mered Atfutzois and the Mered Bar Kokhba also, but this is mainly, still Zman Abayis, from the year 66 till the year 70, including, so we have 5 years. 5 years they minted this coins, and they have Shin Aleph, Shin Beis, Shin Gimel, Shin Dalet. That means Shono Aleph, to the Mered, to the rebellion, from 66. And Shono Beis, Shono Gimel, Shono Dalet, Shono Hei. We don't have much of Shono Hei, because Shono Hei is from when they started to count the Shonim, from Nisan, when Churban HaBayis was Tisha B'Av. So it's only a few months, we don't have much Shono Hei. Mainly is Shono Aleph, Shono Beis, Shono Gimel, Shono Dalet, that's what you find. There's a few hundreds of them. Interesting is the Ramban. So, if we come to how much is the shekel? How much is it? So, we know a shekel is 4 dinarim. How much is a dinar? So the Rif and Kiddushin, the Vovah Madal of Idapi Rif, in the Bahag and Kiddushin, they say a dinar is what the Arabs add a dinar shel Zov. A dinar of Kesef is the same value what a dinar of Zov or the Arabs. Now there was famous that the Arabs had for hundreds of years the same value. How much was it? So they go in the weight. As we say, Mishkol, Shekel, as we know, Mishkol, they weigh it. How much it weighs? It weighs 4.25 grams. So we have 1 dinar is 4.25 gram. So we come and we multiply it by 4, because we need a sela is a shekel. How much is in a sela, we said? 4 dinar. We have exactly 17 gram. That's a shekel. Rashi learns different, and Rashi we learned Parshas Mishpatim, this is Arbor Zehuvim B'Mishkal Unkiyeh, then what? B'Mishkal Ayosho B'Kluniyeh. So Klunia is Kellen in Germany, and Kellen in Germany was very easy to come to find out. It was exactly the 14.16 gram, the shekel. According to this, you have to give half of it to Machzir Shekel. Interesting is that the Ramban al HaTorah learns like the Goyim, but it's 17. But then he goes and he tells, we know that when he finished the Perush al HaTorah, he goes and he goes up to Yerushalayim, he goes up to Eretz Yisrael. And he comes and he sends his son a letter, and in the letter he tells his son, I came to Akko, Baruch Hashem and Akko, I found the old coin of the shekel. And I found the old coin of the shekel, and I go to the Kusim, that's what he writes over there, to the Goyim, and I ask them, please read for me what says over here. And they tell me, it says, Mitzad Echol, it says over here, Shekel Hashkolim, and from the other side it says, Yerushalayim HaGdoisha. And we know it's a little bit of a mistake because it was not Shekel Ashkolim, it's Shekel Yisrael, what says on the other side. Probably the Kusi, they made a mistake. They didn't know what they read. And that's what they say. And the Ramban comes and says, I agree, Tashitas Rashi, why? Because I went and I measured it Be Shulchoni, and I came and I measured it exact, and it's exactly Tashitas Rashi, 14 gram. Interesting is, so if it's 14 gram, and we find Metzias is 14 gram, and the Ramban comes and says himself is 14 gram, why do we pass in Choshen Bishpot, Simon Peches, and in the Ezra's Min Yudzayim, we pass in a few times, that we pass like the Goinim? Why do we pass like the Goinim? So the Tashbetz and Taylor Gimel and Reish Chavov ask the Shaila, once we see Metzias, it's like this, so why are we passing like the Goinim? And he says over there that could be that this Matbeah, this minted coin, what the Ramban found, was before the times of the Moisi Vashtus. We're not going to go into the Suga, Suga Boyabasa Daf Tzadik, a little bit in Tchoyra Dafei. We find over there Machloikes, if Yecheskel, he's the one that came in Hoisi Vashtus. And this is a shtus milibar, it's basically a fifth. It's a fifth, but they came and added on the coins. So if they added a fifth, if you come and take 14.2, berch, and you add another fifth, that's a sixth milibar, so it comes out 17, almost 17. So it's very, that's what the Tashbetz comes and says. But like I said, we know that this coin was from later on. So this is a teretz, I can finish with this teretz, is he brings in Shiur, Toire, he brings a teretz that we know according to the Gemara Bovei Kamen. The Gemara Bovei Kamen, that's what the Zion says, that the minted coin is worth more than a nasche. Stam silver, you have stam silver, a block of silver, a nasche, and you have a minted coin, what's worth more? A minted coin is worth more. How much more? A fifth. A shishis milibar, a shtus milibar. Why? Because it's more oivel asaycha. You can use it much more. And that's why Rashi, he says, and the Geoinim is the same thing. Rashi is talking about a minted coin, as we were medayek taki before, and that Rashi is Zayt, it has to be a matzbeya, right, the coin. And according to the Geoinim, they talk about Stam Nasch, and that's why, basically, the same shir.
What would it purchase, this Hakti Shekel? What could you buy with it?
Fine, okay, so I'm going to answer you one second. Let's let the oilum sit and learn. Fine.